Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Friday, 15th of September, and this is Radio Gdańsk English News read by Swati Krishna. Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki has announced that from January 2024, the monthly minimum wage in Poland will increase to 4,242 PLN, and by July 2024, it is expected to exceed 4,300 PLN. This announcement was made together with the Minister of Family and Social Policy, Marlena Maląg, during a joint conference, Government Close to People, which took place at the Ministry of Family and Social Policy. According to the Prime Minister, the new hourly minimum wage rate will be PLN 27 from January 2024, and in July it is expected to rise to over 28 PLN. Currently, the minimum wage is 3,600 PLN gross, which means an increase of over 600 PLN within few months. President Duda called out on aggression against Ukraine as a visible sign of the revival of Russian imperialism. "We have decided to accelerate the modernization of the Polish army in an absolutely spectacular way," President Andrzej Duda pointed out at the forum in Krynica on Thursday. He stressed that "we were able to manage with the gas terminal in Świnoujście, gas interconnectors and the construction of a gas pipeline from the Norwegian shelf when Russia disconnected the gas supplies." Italian authorities are appealing to foreign capitals for support in dealing with the migration crisis currently affecting Lampedusa. The Italian Foreign Minister Antonio Tajani said that in the absence of further external support, Italy would have to resort to tougher measures. Since Thursday morning, nearly 400 migrants have arrived on the Italian island of Lampedusa. The relocation of 71,000 migrants who have arrived in Lampedusa in recent days is underway. With reference to this issue, Poland is holding a referendum on October 15th to ask citizens if they want the Polish government to participate in EU migrant relocation programs. President Duda, speaking at the 2023 Krynica Forum Policy Conference, emphasized that Poland and Lithuania are becoming stronger economically and militarily through their cooperation. During the conference, the leaders of both countries discussed how they act as a defense against eastern threats. President Duda praised their strong relationship, which he credited to their collaborations in the European Union, joint infrastructure projects, the Three Seas Initiative and shared energy strategies. He also mentioned how Poland found an alternative sources of gas through a connection with Lithuania when Poland stopped buying from Russia last year. Additionally, he emphasized the strategic importance of the Suwałki corridor, which lies on the Polish-Lithuanian border that separates Russia's Kaliningrad region from Belarus. "We support the postulates outlined in the Forest Manifesto, which has been signed by ecological organizations," said the mayor Jacek Karnowski of Sopot. He also announced further efforts to create a Sopot Forest Nature Reserve. Sports. Polish volleyball players won the semi-final match with Slovenia in great style and advanced to the final of the European Championships. The White and Reds defeated the Slovenians for 3-1 in Rome, and on Saturday they will play for the first title of the best team of Europe since 2009.
The weather.
Today's weather will be sunny with light winds. The daytime temperature will be 20 degrees centigrade or 68 degrees Fahrenheit and 7 degrees centigrade or 44 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Tomorrow will be sunny with temperatures of 23 degrees centigrade during the day and 11 degrees centigrade overnight. That was the Radio Gdańsk English News and Weather. Thank you and have a nice day.